You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRNX, you know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. To a party with a Bobby Sox. At the party, I really got a shock. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Started swinging, all she did was rock. Kept on swinging, she said, now listen, Pop. I like to boogie real slow with the blue light way down low. I like to boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Around, the shades were down, the chicks were in the groove. I didn't see how those cats could dance when their feet didn't even move. I started swinging, swung my left foot out, kept on swinging. Heard somebody shout, you got a boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. You got a boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low.
Yeah, and you know what? This is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. We have to give you the elements of R&B, and today we are celebrating on the Bowl of Soul 7 years on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, and I'm celebrating my anniversary. I started on the Progressive Radio Network in November of 2011. Do you believe it? It has been 7 years, and you know they say 7 is a lucky number, baby. And the reason for this celebration is to celebrate giving all of you some great R&B music for the past 7 years, and had to go way back into the rhythm and blues bag and give you the Blue Light Boogie Part 1 from the infamous Mr. Louis Jordan, who was an American popular music innovator who recorded from the 1930s until the 1970s. And during the 1940s, he was the most popular recording artist of the soon-to-be-called rhythm and blues music. Mr. Jordan had 18 number one hits, which places him as the third most successful singles artist in the Billboard R&B charts history, because as you know, the Billboard R&B charts were established in 1949, and his 1946 recording of Choo Choo Chaboogie is tied for the first place for spending the most weeks, 18 weeks, at number one. And this is A Bowl of Soul. We celebrate today R&B music from 1949 to the present. And coming up next, we're going to give you some soul from Miss Ruth Brown, talking about Tit Drops From My Eyes from 1950. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
Every time it rains, I think of you, and that's the time I feel so blue. When the rain starts to fall and my love comes tumbling down, and it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Well, if you see clouds here in my eyes, it's just because you said goodbye. Although the sun is shining, there's no summer sky, still it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Remember the night you told me our love would always be, I wouldn't be blue and lonely. Well, if you come back to me, every single cloud would disappear. I'd wear
some classic R&B from 1950. Miss Ruth Brown singing Teardrops From My Eyes, which was written by Rudy Toombs and was the first upbeat major hit for Miss Brown, establishing her as an important figure in the early years of rhythm and blues. She recorded for Atlantic Records, and she recorded this single in New York City in September of 1950, and it was released in October, and it was Billboard's number one R&B hit for 11 non-consecutive weeks. It was Atlantic Records' first release on the new 45 RPM record format. That's when we started seeing 45s, and this was a huge hit that earned Miss Ruth Brown the nickname Miss Rhythm, and within a few months she became the acknowledged queen at this time of R&B. It was the first of five number one R&B hits from Miss Ruth Brown. And the person playing the tenor solo on the sax was Mr. Bud Johnson. And this is A Bowl of Soul, celebrating 7 years on the Progressive Radio Network. And we're going to take you down further now into doo-wop. Because, you know, in the early stages of rhythm and blues, was known as boogie woogie before it actually got a name, rhythm and blues. But now we also have another part of rhythm and blues, which was the vocal harmony, five or four vocal harmony, or even more. And it developed in what we call doo-wop. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the silhouettes. Celebrating the silhouettes from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Talking about get a job. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jav York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Dip, 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 every day she throw the warning from my way. I never felt the same. Well, when I get the paper, I read it through and through. And my girl never fails to say, if there is any work for me. I then go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth, preaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. Well, when I get the paper, I read it through and through. For me, I better go back to the house. I hear the woman's mouth
preaching and crying. Tell me that I'm lying about a job that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, Lord. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, Lord. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, Lord. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, Lord.
Giving you some classic doo-wop, shabop bop. That was a B-side. That song was on the B-side of the Silhouettes single I Am Lonely, which was the A-side. And this song was a million seller, Get a Job. And the song was written by the tenor singer, Mr. Richard Lewis, who wrote the lyrics. And, you know, the four members of the Silhouettes shared the credit, jointly creating the sha-na-na, dip-dip-dip hooks, later imitated by other doo-wop groups. And this song was released at Robinson Recording Laboratories in Philadelphia in October 1957. Like I said, it was intended as the B-side to I Am Lonely, but, you know, this song was the hit. And basically, the Silhouettes in early 1958 performed Get a Job several times on American Bandstand and once on the Dick Clark Show. And their appearances is what, of this song, of singing this song, is what catapulted this classic doo-wop single to a million seller. It reached the number one spot on the Billboard Pop and R&B charts in February of 1958, celebrating the history of rhythm and blues here on A Bowl of Soul, the Silhouettes, talking about, you know what, you need to get a job. Coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, And of course, you know, we lost the queen of soul and R&B, Miss Aretha Franklin, in August of this year. This is Aretha Franklin at the age of 17 years old on the Columbia record label, talking about Today I Sing the Blues from 1960. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Janice Dempsey, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Without a word of warning, the blues walked in this morning and circled around my lonely room. I didn't know why I had that sad and lonely feeling until my baby called and said, we're through. Ooh. Oh, yesterday, this time I sang a love song, but today I'm singing the blues. Strikes me kind of funny how love can be this way. We were lovers last night, honey, but I'm alone again today. And it strikes me kind of funny how fate can be unfair. I'm out on the losing end in every other love affair. Yes, it must be written for me that I should be the one to always lose. For yesterday, yesterday this time I sing a love song. Oh, oh, but right now I'm singing the blues. Oh, yeah.
All right, giving you some, woo, classic blues from Miss Aretha Franklin, and that was off of her 1961 album called Aretha with the Ray Bryant Combo. And this song, Today I Sing the Blues, was written by Mr. Curtis Reginald Lewis, who was born August 29, 1918 in Fort Worth, Texas, and he passed away May 23, 1969 in Kew Gardens, New York and Queens. Mr. Curtis Lewis was an American composer of popular songs. These are like the unsung heroes that you don't hear about. These people that write these fabulous, beautiful songs. He was an American composer of popular songs, many of which have become jazz standards. He grew up in Chicago and came to New York City in the 1940s. And Mr. Lewis subsequently became one of the first, and this is some black history for you, one of the first black composers and lyricists to own a music publishing company on Broadway in the early 1950s. And, you know, he served in the United States Army during World War II from August 1942 to December 2nd. He is buried in the Long Island National Cemetery of Farmingdale, New York. And some of the people that he's written for, because a lot of times you hear more about the singers, but you don't hear about the people that write these beautiful songs, some of the legendary American black male and female musicians, arrangers, and writers. And he's wrote so many. He's written for Billie Holiday, George Shearing, Freddie Roach, Aretha Franklin, Sonny Chris, Sandy Graham, Elkie Brooks. I mean, these are some of the standards, you know, that he has written. He's written for Shirley Horn. You know, the lists are numerous. And we celebrate Mr. Curtis Lewis here, and we celebrate the legendary Miss Aretha Franklin here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating A Bowl of Soul's 7th anniversary on a Progressive Radio Network. Coming up next, giving you some girl group soul from the legendary Shirelles from 1961, talking about Baby, It's You, Shana, Nana, Nana. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
It's not the way you smile that touched my heart. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Whoa, many, many nights roll by.
I sit alone at home and cry over you.
What can I do? Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you've never, never, never been true.
Cheat, cheat. Doesn't matter what they say, I know I'm gonna love you any old way.
What can I do when it's true?
I don't want nobody, nobody.
Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Many nights roll by.
I sit alone at home and cry over you.
What can I do?
Can't help myself.
Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Don't leave me alone. Come on home.
Giving you some classic girl group soul from the Shirelles. Baby, It's You. And you know, the music for Baby, It's You was written by Burt Bacharach. And the song is also written, was produced by Mr. Luther Dixon. And Mac David, who is the brother of Hal David, did the lyrics. And this song was recorded by the Shirelles and the Beatles and became hits for both. The highest chart version of Baby, It's You was by the band Smith, which they took that to a whole nother stratosphere, it's a really good rocker. But, you know, the original version by the Shirelles, like I said, was produced by Luther Dixon, and it was released as a single in 1961. The song became very popular, becoming a top 10 smash on the pop and R&B charts, reaching number 3 on the rhythm and blues chart and peaking at number 8 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart, and it appeared on the album Baby It's You, named to capitalize upon the success of the single by the Shirelles. And this is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And this is Professor T. Love, and you can catch me here, right here on the Progressive Radio Network at www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 3 p.m. Pacific. You can catch me also on iHeartRadio. I want to thank the iHeartRadio fans for tuning into A Bowl of Soul. This is also broadcasted live on Live 365, giving you 365 days of soul music. Coming up next, one of my favorite groups, gospel groups, which they infused gospel and mixed it with R&B. The legendary, the famous, the Staple Singers on the Stax record label from 1972, talking about this single was written by the legendary R&B writer and singer, Mr. Sir Mac Rice, who wrote Mustang Sally, which was sung by Mr. Wilson Pickett. Talking about you better respect yourself. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Jack, get out.
You better respect yourself. Ha! That's what these elections was about. Respecting yourself. And you know, I love the lyrics of this song. Is if you disrespect anybody that you run into, how in the world do you think anybody's supposed to, not supposed to, supposed to respect you? You know, if you're walking around thinking that the world owes you something cause you're here, you're going out the world backwards. Wow. Going out the world backwards like you did when you first come in. Put your hand on your mouth when you cough. That'll help the solution, because you know you got people around here, they don't care about who's around them. Oh, you cuss around women and you don't even know their names. And you're dumb enough to think that'll make you a big old man. Wow. You know, these elections that occurred on Election Day on November 7th were about respect yourself. And I am so proud of all the American people in the United States that did vote, whether they voted Republican or Democrat during these midterm elections. They said, respect yourself. And they came out and they turned out and they voted. They said these midterm, they haven't seen this many people vote in the midterm elections since 1966. But that's saying something. It's saying something. Because 1966 is about 52 years ago. And these elections today with the president that we have, and, you know, people really want their voices to be heard, but they don't want their voices to be stomped on. And that goes for Republican or Democrat. So as a result, people came out and voted. But you know what? The burden is not only on the politicians, it's on us. Because we have to let them know that change has to happen. Whether we like it or not, change will happen. And also, the hotly contested races for Georgia and Florida. In fact, the Stacey Abrams, who running on a Democratic ticket, asked for a recount, and rightfully so. And now, I understand Mr. Andrew Gillum has also asked for a recount, because these are two states where voters have always been disenfranchised. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating 7 years of rhythm and blues music from 1949 to the present. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to
a new car, but the price ain't right. Ain't that cold? Be a damn sight cheaper. Yes, it would. Started riding a bike. Listen, they're making milk out of powder. Yeah, they are. Got the babies crying. Poor baby, they know what that stuff is. Rent's gone up higher. Yes, it is. Got the parents lying.
I'll pay you tomorrow.
Lord, it's a real mother for ya. Yeah. Make you wanna run for cover. Yes, it will. And if you look, you will discover. Yeah. Lord, it's a real mother for ya. Disco, throw your troubles away. Dance
to the music that the DJ plays.
Well, all right.
And then the lights come on, yeah, like you knew they would.
That cold.
Gone home and face the music that don't sound too good.
Ain't that cold?
Listen. Lord, it's a real motherfucker. It'll make you wanna run for cover, yeah. And if you look, you will discover, yeah. Lord, it's a real motherfucker, yeah. Oh!
Watson, born February 3rd, 1935, and he passed away on May 17, 1996, was an American blues, soul and funk musician and singer-songwriter. He had flamboyant showman, electric guitarist in the style of T-Bone Walker, and Johnny Guitar Watson recorded through the 1950s and 1960s, and his creative reinvention in the 1970s with funk overtones saw Johnny Guitar Watson have hits with Ain't That a Bitch, I Need It, Superman Lover, with his highest chart appearance being this single of just what you just heard in 1977 called A Real Mother For Ya. And you know, Johnny Guitar Watson played with Texas bluesman Albert Collins and Johnny Copeland. And he played also with, he recorded with his friend Larry Williams, as well as, well, you know, Larry Williams did that song Boney Maroney, and as well as Little Richard, Don and Dewey, The Olympics, Johnny Otis, and later in the mid-70s with David Axelrod. And he appeared with Frank Zappa on One Size Fits All, and he also played with Sam Cooke, Herb Alpert, and George Duke. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, we got the legendary A Taste of Honey, one of my favorite funk tunes from 1978. Crazy bass playing on this song. And this was a crazy hit for them. Boogie, Oogie, Oogie. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Kelly. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Professor T. Love.
it still sounds fresh to this day. You believe that song was released in 1978. And this song, they call it disco, but it's bullcrap. This is R&B funk. Boogie Oogie Oogie is R&B funk. It topped the American pop, soul, and disco charts, and it sold over 2 million copies, has become one of the most recognizable songs ever. This song is used all over. This was my joint. The song was written by Janis Johnson and Perry Kibble. This was a certified hit. You know what I'm saying? And the song is amazing. The song was number one on U.S. Billboard Hot 100, number one on U.S. Hot Soul Singles, number one on U.S. Billboard Hot Disco Singles, number one on U.S. Cashbox Top 100, number one on Canada Top Disco Singles, number two on Canada Top Singles. Oh my God, this song is still chart breaking to this day, and I hope these ladies are riding all the way to the bank, because they're still using this song to this day in commercials, in video games, in everything. We celebrate A Taste of Honey here on A Bowl of Soul with their single released June 16th, 1978, talking about Get Down. Boogie Oogie Oogie. Coming up next, this is where we premiered, not here on A Bowl of Soul, but we got a taste of what Renee and Angela, meaning Angela Winbush, what they were about in 1980. And I remember having this single as a 45 in my home, and to this day I still love it. It was a beginning of what was to come from Renee and Angela. You know, they did I'll Be Good. You know what I'm saying? They had a lot of hits. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Renee and Angela, Do You Really Love Me, from 1980. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Marion Marie, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Do you really love me? 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 Or am I giving up my love for nothing?
Just a natural kind of guy. Don't wanna see you hurt or make you cry. Tell me the truth, I am your friend. Is this a possibility or should this end?
I ask myself day after day, why do you do the things you do to make me stay? Am I your choice or just for play? When you get tired of other girls, you come my way. Oh,
do you really love me, or am I giving up my love for nothing? Do you really love me, or am I giving up my love for nothing?
Thank you.
Sings of Renee and Angela. Love that single, Do You Really Love Me, from 1980. And you know, Renee Moore and Angela Winbush were together from 1979, and they disbanded in 1986, and they both went on to have very good careers. Renee Moore lent his songwriting and production credits, production talents to Michael Jackson's 1991 Dangerous and 1995 History albums, and later formed his company, Multimedia Communications, which operated radio stations from 2008 to 2012. And Angela Winbush went on to score 5 top 10 R&B hits as a solo artist and wrote and produced songs for Sheena Easton, Stephanie Mills, and Layla Hathaway, and many others. And we celebrate Renee and Angela here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, bringing it forward to the 1990s, very popular group out of Atlanta, Georgia, on Jermaine Dupri's label, So So Def, Jagged Edge, talking about He Can't Love You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I ain't no hate or nothing, but he can't love you like I can. Trust me.
You are listening to A Bowl of Soul.
As the clock strikes 12, I'm sitting here wondering how the hell did I let you leave? And baby, I know that I did my share of things to deceive you. I'm just trying to get an understanding of what to do. Cause I'm halfway going crazy. Girl, they can't feed me.
He can't love you like I love you, baby. You know it too. And you should never want to be with a man if he can't be a man and do the things to you like I can.
Like I do, baby.
He can't love you like I love you. Baby, you know it's true. You should never wanna be.
now. From Jagged Edge, He Can't Love You, which peaked number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1999, but the song was certified gold by the Recording Industry Arts of America on January 19, 2000. And believe it or not, that song is almost 20 years old. You know, time is flying. You know, we are almost 20 years into the millennium. You know, but we celebrate Jagged Edge here on A Bowl of Soul. And if you want to catch up with A Bowl of Soul, you can email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com, as well as follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, and like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. I had the pleasure of doing an interview last week with Wynn Charles, interviewing me about my show, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And make sure you catch me on Live 365, where you can hear nonstop soul music with limited commercial interruption. I want to give a shout out to the fans in Germany, because they have been listening to A Bowl of Soul like clockwork, and just celebrating and thanking Mr. Gary Knoll for giving me my big break on broadcast radio by having my show A Bowl of Soul. And I like to thank him for that, giving people an opportunity to have a voice, a free voice. And I definitely love y'all at the Progressive Radio Network. And I'm going to leave you with Mr. Leon Bridges, who this is like the vibe tape remix of his song Beyond. I loved it. This boy, at first he was singing like the standards, the old R&B blues standards, and singing some Sam Cooke stuff. But Leon Bridges now has his own sound, and I'm loving this brother every day. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Beyond by Mr. Leon Bridges, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Don't wanna get ahead of myself, feeling things I've never felt. It's kind of hard for me to explain her personality in everything. Brings me to my knees, oh. Shines me up like gold on my arm. I wanna take it slow, but it's so hard. I love to see her face in daylight. It's more than just our bodies at night. But she's really tempting me. Oh, do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? She might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything. Beyond, beyond space and time in the afterlife. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything. Beyond, I wanna bring her round to meet ya. I think you like a kind demeanor. I know that grandma would have loved her like she was her own. She makes me feel at home. Oh, do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? She might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything. Beyond, beyond space and time in the afterlife. Have my kids, will she be my wife? She might just be my everything. Beyond, yeah.
All right. giving you 2 minutes and 59 seconds of soul from Mr. Leon Bridges. And I just want to thank all of you for showing your love and support for A Bowl of Soul for these past 7 years. 7 years is a significant number. It's not a lucky number. It's a biblical number. And it's a number of new beginnings. I just love y'all out there. Continue to listen to good R&B music. I love connecting the dots for you guys, and I want to continue to do so. Again, I want to thank the Progressive Radio Network for having me for 7 years on their network. It really was my entry into the radio world, and I thank you all for supporting me and supporting A Bowl of Soul, and I'm looking forward to new beginnings even further here on the Progressive Radio Network. I love you out there. Make sure you exercise your right, not only to vote, but exercise your right to be free. You know, there's a song called "The People in the World Have a Right to Be Free from the Rascals." And that is still true to this day. We are really seeing some really historical events happen in this 2018. And one thing that I love so much is diversity of those people that were elected to Congress. We have gay representatives in the Senate. We have gay representatives in the Congress. Black women, white women, all across, women have represented, I don't want to say minorities, because the brown peoples is rising up. And brown people, even our Native Americans, are now represented in the hallways of government. We have to keep moving forward because this world is changing, and our young people need to see a great example of what we can be, what we will be, and that's it. Not what we could be, what we can be. So definitely make sure your voice is heard. Make sure you treat people as you wish to be treated. And definitely continue to tune in to some fabulous R&B, classic soul, jazz, reggae, blues, you name it. It's here on A Bowl of Soul. Have a great weekend. We salute our veterans in the armed forces because Veterans Day is coming up on Monday. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.